From JMI Wealth this Tuesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So level one as of midnight, market loved it. They were good numbers.
Oh, yeah. Sterling day yesterday on the local market. So we'd had the big rally in the offshore markets on Friday night after those US employment numbers. We were looking forward to seeing how our market would react yesterday. And the plucky little NZX 50 didn't disappoint. Very nice 3.16% rally on the New Zealand market yesterday, which is a pretty pleasing way to start June. Just give a bit of perspective around that. We closed yesterday on the NZX 50 at 11,524. Now, the all-time high on the index back in February was 12,073. So the index itself is only about 4.5% below those all-time highs. In terms of how we're tracking for the year to date, well, we are 0.3% above where the index was at the start of the year. How it's just remarkable, isn't it, Mike? It's remarkable. Look at the unemployment. Look at the weeks of lockdown, massive government debt looming, closed businesses. But if you looked at the share market, you wouldn't believe it, would you? So this is this issue that we've talked about before of Wall Street versus Main Street. I do want to point out there's some sort of idiosyncrasies in the performance of the New Zealand market, Mike. You've sort of had three or four stocks that have really driven year-to-date performance. Pushpay, F&P Healthcare, A2 Milk, Chorus. I mean, Pushpay's up 75% so far this year. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare up 35%. So in a small market, those small number of stocks have had a pretty big influence on the index. And the rising tide has not lifted all boats. I mean, there are still some a fair number of companies that are well below where they were at the start of the year. Kiwi dollar, mid-65s, that's strong as well. And this move to alert level one, Mike, as you say, that's going to deliver upgrades to economic forecasts, which is great. So we're probably here a bit earlier than expected. But you need to keep a bit of realism. I mean, you know, we had all that great news yesterday, but what was there in amongst all that good news? Job losses at the warehouse, restructuring 130 roles at the head office, 700 to 950 roles out in the branches. Air New Zealand over the weekend, more job losses there. So, look, we've got to keep a bit of realism here because there are some challenges ahead of us as well.
This is the truth. And then we come to building. Are we worried about building? Because building was down going in, and obviously it's down throughout the lockdown. Where are we at with it?
Now, I think we should be a little bit worried about building. So last week we discussed building consents, and there's a lot of uncertainty over how the construction sector is going to travel as we come out of the coronavirus disruption. And so mixed in the prognosis, you know, you've got what's going to happen with residential property, non-residential property, infrastructure projects. There's lots of moving parts. Yesterday, Statistics New Zealand released the New Zealand building work put in place numbers. Now, admittedly, this is for the March quarter, so it's real rear vision mirror stuff. But building work put in place is where we see the follow through from the consents. So the work gets consented and then it gets done, hopefully. So this gave us some idea of the momentum going into the sort of COVID disruption. Well, total construction activity fell 5.7% in the March quarter, and that was below where the market forecast thought it was going to be. So we lost 4 days in the March quarter, so that, you know, that does have an impact. But it probably fell, as I say, it fell a bit more than we expected. Residential building activity was down 5.8%. Non-residential activity, 5.6%, biggest declines, Auckland, Canterbury. Now, look, clearly the June quarter will be ugly, but it's a question of how well that sector is going to bounce back, and things like the balance sheet strength of developers, how much will be lent to those developers, nervousness over the economy, confidence, they're going to play a significant part in how that sector goes. So, and also how long do those factors weigh on the outcome for the construction sector? Is it just a 2020 issue, or does this flow into 2021 as well? Lots to find out there, Mike.
Very good questions indeed, and that's why we pay you so handsomely on this program, Andrew. Now, what are the numbers?
Sorry, just a big deep breath. Okay, 27,405 on the Dow Jones. It's up another 294 points. How about that? 1.09%. S&P 500, 3218, up 24.77%. And the NASDAQ, 9886, up 72.74%. So the rally has continued overnight. The FTSE 100, they didn't participate. They've lost 12, 6472. The Nikkei, up 314 in trading yesterday. 23178. That's about a 1.37% gain. The Shanghai Composite up 72937. The ASX 200, they didn't trade yesterday. They were slackers having a Queen's birthday holiday. So the close from Friday is still relevant, 5998. The NZX 50, 11,524. As I said, up 3.16% on the currencies, 0.6554. on the wholesale markets against the US dollar, 0.9353 Aussie, 0.5799 euro, 0.5158 pounds, 70.99 Japanese yen, gold $1,697.58, Brent crude $40.88.
You have a fabulous day, and we'll see you middle of the week tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher and the gang from jmiwealth.co.nz.